This is episode 402, recorded December 2nd, 2016. Packard pokes at spooky houses and hot chicks. I want to thank Tom the Atheist Don from the chat room for this week's show title.
Stuff your stocking with Packard Pokes at merchandise this holiday season. Give your honey a hoodie. Give your mama a mug of Christmas cheer. Let Packard Pokes at help you find that last-minute holiday gift. By shopping at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt, you not only fill your holiday shopping list, you help support the show.
Do you like Packard Pokesat and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokesat, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes at. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far south of me, well, not too far south of me, is Tom, your friendly neighborhood atheist.
Hey, that's me.
Hey, it is you. How was your Thanksgiving?
Very tasty. Baltimore, my sister is a fantastic cook.
Oh, that's good. If you've ever seen, well, this wasn't a Thanksgiving movie. It was a Christmas movie. It was the Christmas vacation.
With the dogs.
No. The one with Chevy Chase, you know, vacation holiday or whatever, Christmas vacation. And I forget the exact title, but he goes to cut into the bird and it really goes and it falls completely apart. Because it's been cooking for so long, it actually dried out completely.
Yeah, my sister got an all-natural, free-range, hormone-free turkey.
A hormone-free turkey? No hormones for you, turkey.
Already went through menopause.
Menopause.
The hormones were used up. But she got an 18-pound turkey, but we had like 18 people. But when the turkey cooked, it seemed a lot smaller.
Oh,
so once everyone was there, it's like, the turkey might not be big enough.
But yeah,
so much food.
18 people. Wow. I had just like a little turkey breast, and it was like 2 pounds, something like that. And it was more than enough for me and my daughters. So speaking of Thanksgiving stuff, real quick, though, I did make a video during the holiday break on Thanksgiving, how to make cream beans. If you want to check it out, it's on the channel here. So just give it a look.
How to make cream beans or green beans?
Creamed beans.
I was going to say only God can make green beans. That's what I've been told.
Yeah, so I've been told that too. When it comes to science and technology, it is on the forefront of trying to understand the human brain. And one of the things is that we have been doing is we've been sticking our heads in these machines called MRIs or PET scans or whatever you want to call them. And they can look at your head as you're thinking about stuff and how you think about stuff. There was a study how people who have religious experiences and people who have experiences like the iPhone or Apple stuff, they say that part of the brain lights up the same areas, which is really interesting. So God is the iPhone. I don't know if they think the same thing about Androids. I guess, you know, Androids must be a different deity.
I'm sure your guy uses an iPhone.
He probably does. If God were real, I'm sure he does. But most Americans, about 89% of them, say they believe in a God and claim that they've felt God's presence while listening to a sermon or sensed, quote-unquote, time standing still while they were in deep prayer and meditation. I go to sleep. Oh, wow, this is the next day. How did that happen? It felt like it was just like that, you know, but you don't realize the passage of time. A new study had shows that functional MRI scans have shown that religious thinking or spiritual experiences can be rewarding for the brain. They actually activate the same reward systems between, you know, but on your head mates there, as the same feelings you get if you're in love or feeling moved by music, because, you know, you sometimes you get a nice good beat going and you just like, oh yeah, I just feel it. Or sometimes it touches you, you know, just like you hear a song, it's like, oh man, that song's for me. That's the type just, of the experience.
Just make sure it doesn't
about.
Touch you in your private parts.
Well, yeah, just there. And even doing drugs has the same effect on the pleasure centers of the brain as thinking of God or whatever. So God is a drug, basically. When people think of this stuff, they're activating the neurochemicals in their brain to release the same kind of activity or endorphins if you're doing drugs. What do you think, Tom?
Well, I know there's, I've heard before that there's a section of the human brain that, and some people is bigger and others is smaller, mm-hmm. that really responds to belief, or they think it has something to do with how much people believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's true that our brains are wired to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they're designed to be wired to believe, but because it's has served some functional, you know,
mm-hmm.
benefit.
Yeah.
And maybe that benefit is to feel good.
Yeah. There was actually a study, and I had to look this up because I remember us talking about it years ago. Back in 2009, a guy by the name of Nicholas Epley from the University of Chicago, through a combination of surveys, psychological manipulation, and brain scanning, found that when Americans try to infer the will of God, they mainly draw on their own personal beliefs. And they put them in a brain scan, and they asked them, you know, what do you think about these things? And then what do you think your God would think of these things? And the same portion of the brain would light up. So they were creating God in their own image, as every Christian out there does. So when they say there's literally thousands of deities, there are billions of deities. Because every one of them is in the mind of the beholder of that person.
I've been saying that for years. You know, it's amazing how Christians... they think they all have the same God.
Yeah.
And yet no two of them will agree on that God.
Exactly.
You get them down to tax and they're like, no, this is what God's really like.
Yeah. You can get a small number of people in a room and say, hey, especially if they have opposing viewpoints, say, God thinks this. No, God thinks this. You are your own God in the sense. You know, the religious people say, oh, you just want to worship yourself. Well, you're already doing that, dude. You're already worshiping yourself because you think what you think your God thinks.
Well, here's the difference is Christians think atheists believe that they are gods and Christians believe their God is them.
Yeah. They don't realize that their God is them, actually.
They think they don't realize it because they're taught not to think. Just don't think about it.
Just don't think about it. Yeah.
Just accept it.
Just accept
it. Take it on faith.
Right. Can't believe it. And we have another unbelievable deity for you today. And seeing as it's getting so close to winter, well,
we need a god to warm up our cockles.
That's right. We need a god to warm up our cockles. And I can't think of a better god or deity as Pele, who is the volcano goddess and creator and devourer of islands. The goddess of fire. She makes her home in the crater of Halemaumea Minua. I totally nailed that.
Totally.
right. On the summit of...
You sound Hawaiian.
I know, right? I could just blend right in. On the summit of Kilauea, which is probably a place to avoid unless you're into lava in a big way. Her younger sister, Haiakaia, who is definitely not into the whole lava deal, as it has interfered with her amorous intentions. What's interesting about Mount Pele is the fact is that she has the same characteristics as a lot of malevolent deities, because they other ones, they also inhabit volcanoes, such as the case of the devil of Guadalajara, of Granche mythology, and the Canary Islands in Spain.
Here's something you can't say to most gods. What's hey, that? You're pretty hot. You got a sister for my friend? And she does.
From what I understand, her sister deity doesn't like the whole lava in the living room thing, you know.
Well, you know, some guys aren't into that either.
Yeah. In one version of the story, Pele is the daughter of Kena Hala E Alaya Nai and Haumea, the mythological island, mythical land, Kalahuna Lea Nai. I'm probably, someone's going to say, hey, you're pronouncing that wrong. I don't care. a free-floating land like Fata Morgana, the Kalaholalani was a region of Kalahue. She stays close to her mother's fireplace and the firekeeper, La Mokua. Her older sister, Na Makaya, Okohaya. I sound like I'm having a seizure here.
I'm having a stroke.
I'm having some kind of stroke. Anyway. Well,
don't hurt yourself.
I'm going to hurt myself talking about this stuff. Anyway, they're usually considered to be the offsprings of the Haumulia. Pele's siblings include deities for various types of wind, rain, fire, ocean wave forms, and cloud forms. Her home is believed to be the fire pit called, oh, crime, I'm going to break my tongue on this one, Halemaumea Crater, in the summit of the summit caldera of Kilauea, one of Earth's most active volcanoes, but her domain encompasses all volcanic activity on the Big Island of Hawaii. What are your thoughts on that, Tom?
Well, I love volcano gods because they're hot.
They're hot.
And yeah, everyone loves to throw virgins into volcanoes. So
yeah, they used to do that shit. They used to do that. They would say, "Hey, we need to have corn this year, so bring up the virgins."
They know how to party.
Yeah, they did know how to party. Dawkins Dog in the chat room says, "Surely the people must have been drunk when they invented these gods' names." That's what happens when you don't have proper sentence structures.
I'm always curious why they always threw in virgins. Why did they think the guy was a virgin?
Well, it was usually women virgins.
Oh, of course, it's always women virgins.
Yeah, because women give birth, and they figure, you know, if we throw in a virgin, they would be able to, you know, they would be honoring the thing that they think is creating land, like volcanoes. It literally creates land out of, well, not quite nothing, but it creates land out of the what comes out of it. So I guess they could figure, you know, hey, it's an opening there. Let's throw something that has an opening also that looks similar to it and flows stuff that's red also and throw that in there and, you know.
I hadn't really thought of it that way, but that's deeply disturbing.
I think of this shit on the fly, so that's probably what it is. I don't know, you know.
I think they want to throw in, like, the old ladies.
You would think, but it's like, yeah, no.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on Facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727. And we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. And be sure to check out our secondary podcast, The Atheists, The Bible, and No Wardrobe, a new podcast, show, episode, whatever you want to call it, dropped this morning. And Tom, you were on that particular episode this morning with us.
Woohoo. Yeah. Remember, when you read the Bible, read it with a friend.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Read it with a friend. So you get to hear Tom. We covered chapter 29 of Genesis on there. At least we get, you know, a ways into it anyway. So we try to make it interesting. I mean, the Bible in itself is not a very interesting book. It's pretty fucking boring overall.
It's like trying to have a conversation with a crazy person.
Yes, it is. And reading the musings of a crazy person.
It's like, I know the words that are coming out of your mouth, but what the hell are you saying?
You've met my brothers.
Could it be? Could it be? Say it.
Pat Robertson is such a pile of shit. I've got a clip here I'm going to play where Pat Robertson is talking about a possessed house.
2 years ago, a born-again single lady I know bought a 60-year-old house. Earlier this year, she was woken up by her bed shaking.
That's your husband masturbating next to you.
No, she just left the vibrator plugged in and forgot to turn it off.
Yeah, she forgot to turn her vibrator off.
Again, then, after asking neighbors if something bad happened in the house, she learned there had been two separate suicides in the garage and maybe a third in the house.
Okay, these neighbors next door, they could have been telling the truth, but they could also been pulling her leg, too. It's like, oh, yeah, someone died in there.
Because when you ask, did something bad happen in my house? You know, why would you make something up?
Yeah, exactly. Because people are trolls. People are trolls. They like to, it's like, oh, yeah, we could totally fuck with this woman. We could totally screw with her head.
And maybe a third in the house. A few other things have happened in the house, like cabinet doors being open that had been shut and waking up to an unintelligible electronic voice. What do you suggest she do?
Okay, all right. First
sell
off,
tickets?
I certainly would, too. The thing is here, she's 60 years old. My memory's not that great either. I'm not where we're near 60 yet. I'm getting closer. I mean, I am getting closer, but I forget shit too. I was like, put something in one place and I come back. I'm like, where the hell is it? I could have swore I left it here. What the fuck did she think that it's like, oh my God, the cabinet doors are open. Bitch, you just fucking opened it. You just forgot to close the damn thing and you forgot it was open.
Well, the shaky bed, she forgot that she lives next to the train tracks.
Oh, that could be very well, too. Yeah. And the unintelligible electronic voice is probably her neighbor with the, you know, the, hey, I'm a telesmoker here, and I've had left the vibrator on my throat so I can actually speak. Or she left her TV on and she's hearing voices coming from the TV static.
Or she's deaf and she just, you know, had the speakers so loud she blew out the speaker.
Yeah, that could very well be. I used to run CB radio, and there's this thing you could put on it. It's called a linear. And if you're close enough to a house, I don't know if anybody runs these things anymore. I'm sure there's a few out there. If you're close enough to somebody's house, you key up on that thing. You could literally overload the front end of the speaker, and you get one half of the conversation of someone is saying, and it's going to come over your speakers. Even if the TV or the stereo or whatever, even if it's not turned on, you're still going to hear it. She's probably next to some radio transmitter.
Now, the amazing thing is these people, you know, and I mean, there's all these TV shows and movies about ghosts in the house. And people have, you know, they think their house is possessed, and they're worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'd be cashing in on that.
Yeah, exactly. I would certainly fucking be selling tickets. Well, Pat Robertson has something to say. Let's hear what this dickhead says.
So. One word, sell and get out.
All right. When he says it just like that, it's like, maybe he's making a joke. I probably would have said, hey, yeah, just sell it. Or, you know, what we've been saying, sell tickets. Sell tickets.
I like his first impulse is to laugh at the woman.
Yeah. Exactly.
She's obviously crazy.
She's obviously crazy. But he's going to get real serious here in a moment.
There are demon spirits. They are real. And
they are? Really? There are, Pat? Can you prove it?
He is one.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like 1,000 years old. He does look like a little gremlin. He's got the big ears and shit, you know?
You think that in this case, that house is possessed. You could get a group of people in there to do a exorcism and get rid of them, but I think in your case
you're gonna get a group of people in there to come in and say a bunch of mumbo jumbo and say, hey, demon, flee, go somewhere else. They're trying to explain a mystery with another mystery, basically. They're trying to say, hey, I'm doing this thing, which has no appreciable effect, to do a thing. I knew this lady a number of years ago. She kept thinking that her bedroom door was getting opened all by itself, even when she's had it tightly closed. And she found out later that one of her cats was literally hitting the door hard enough to pop the door open. And she didn't see it before, but she literally one day saw the cat literally pounding the door with its head to open the goddamn door.
It's pretty sickening. A woman's obviously concerned that her house is possessed. Mm-hmm. And how does he help? Oh, there's demons. There's definitely demons. Get out of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat. We got a few more seconds of this.
The lady's in her 60s, single lady. Sell the thing. Let somebody else have the problem.
Get a nice new place.
Yeah, get a nice new...
Sell the problem. That's what you want to do. You have to... There's this thing called full disclosure. It's like, oh, the bathroom leaks, the roof leaks. Oh, and there's demons.
As far as Pat didn't offer to buy it.
Yeah.
Get off your hands cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Pat, why didn't you offer to buy it and go in there with your magic voodoo and go, oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh, house is demon free now. He offered another suggestion earlier. Say, get some people in there and make a prayer circle and masturbate each other, whatever. It doesn't matter. And make the demons go away. If that's going to work, why would you have to sell it? That doesn't make any sense. If one thing's going to work, then why would you do it?
Well, when you make up shit on the fly, you can't keep track of all the shit you make up.
Yeah, exactly.
The one that didn't have somebody commit suicide in it.
Yeah, get a nice new house, the one that someone didn't commit suicide. How do you know? How do you know? You don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter. A house could be fucking brand new and someone could have gone in there and hung themselves or took a bunch of pills and died there and, you know, the house changes hands quickly. What does someone dying in a house have to do with anything?
It just, you know, the fear tactics. They want to, you know, keep people afraid and keep listening to him for his wonderful advice.
Yeah, this is so bizarre. Have you ever noticed that this shit doesn't happen to atheists? None of this shit happens to atheists.
It's just amazing to me that it never occurs to these people to cash in on it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe so. Well, no, the atheists that it does happen to, they're the ones who cash in.
Yeah.
The Ghostbuster, all these shows.
Yeah.
From the houses. Those are atheist houses. They're like, yeah, we got a ghost. Come on in, check it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got a ghost. You got to see this shit. This is fucking awesome. Hey, Casper, come on out. Watch, open those doors. Most skeptics like myself, I'd be going, okay, I'd be looking for wires, anything, you know, I'd be looking for like the electronic device behind the door that's popping the door open, you know, whatever, you know. So if this house is haunted, call the James Randi Foundation, have them come look at it. You can win $1 million. You can win $1 million, bitch. Why didn't you think of that? You know why they don't? Because they don't have a real haunted house. They're imagining things, or it can be explained away by natural events. Such idiocy for these people. Sometimes it's not even their fault. These people get sold that this shit is happening to them because of people like fucking Pat Robertson.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll?
And tonight we have our True or Troll segment. Tom is going to see if he can troll me. All right, Tom, let me have it.
Okay, let's start off with Mark Zuckerberg, Mr. Billionaire, with his empire of Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg mm-hmm. has defended his company from criticism about the proliferation of fake news stories on the social network site, mm-hmm. insisting that real news is just, it absolutely sucks.
I would say that's a true.
You would say it would true. But you'd be wrong.
Oh, really?
I saw this like this. Are you sure that's not true? Because he's a smart guy. I think that's true that real news sucks. But nowadays, now that we got Trump in the news, it's there's too many crazy things. It's hard to tell what reality is anymore.
Yeah, the reason why we do this segment. All right, Tom, next headline, please.
Trump's campaign statement to be used as evidence against him for trial about the university debacle.
Well, I've been hearing a lot about that, actually. So I think that's true.
It is true.
Yay! All right.
I'm still trying to clarify exactly what he's trying to do. Use his campaign statements as evidence. I don't know.
Now, let's get on to the next headline.
Trump is a whack job.
Yeah, Trump is a big whack job. People wanted him for the lulz. Oh, you have no idea what you've done. All right, what's the next headline?
School nativity to depict lesser-known mass infanticidal part of Christian story. A primary school in Berkshire is this year's focus in a nativity play on the period just after the birth of Jesus, where the paranoid dictator king Herod ordered the killing of every male baby in Judea.
I'm going to call that a troll.
Basically, a new take on the nativity scene. You don't think that would be a popular...
I think it would be great, but I don't think they're going to do it.
Be more colorful. And this is England.
Right. Yeah. I don't think they would do it. I think that's a troll.
You are correct. That would be...
Who is that? Who is the first story from, by the way?
The first story?
Yeah, the first story was by
from,
who?
News Humps.
News Hump. Okay. And the second one?
That came to us from American News X.
Ah. All right. And the third one so far? Because we're up to our third. I think we're up to the third one. Okay. All right. Let's get on to the next headline.
Brexit notes photographed reveals the government's plans to hope for the best. A snatch photograph of government aides' notes on Brexit negotiations has revealed a key tenet of the strategy will be to hope for the best.
I'm going to call troll on that one.
I think they will hope for the best, but that is a troll.
Yay!
I think I've got three
so far.
Good for good stuff.
Yeah, it is. Okay, and our final headline for tonight.
China to set up shops in the U.S. More manufacturing jobs are coming soon to America, courtesy of China.
We call those Walmart. I'm going to call troll on this
one. That's where we're always selling their stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to call troll on this one, too.
That is a real one.
Really?
CNN Tech.
Wow. Okay. That's weird. Okay. So I got three. That's what? 20, 40, 60%. I got 60% on tonight. That's not bad. All right. Well, how did you guys do at home? Did you do as well as I did or better? I hope you did better than I did. So anyway, we'll be back next week with another short show and the end of, and I think in 2 weeks we'll be doing our Okay, Let's Talk the week before Christmas or the week after Christmas. I forget which. I don't know. We'll probably be doing one before the new year. We'll figure it out as we go.
Here's what I left. It's like, when's Christmas? We always know when Christmas is. Christmas at the same time. When the kid is born, we know.
Yeah.
But when he dies, when's Easter?
Right, exactly.
Is it in March? Is it in April? Is it in May? I mean, when is it going to be this year?
Yeah. It's coming up somewhere. So anyway, all right.
They know when some baby was born, but they don't know when the guy died.
Yeah, they don't even know when he was born. They just assign a date to it, and people think that this was the 25th was the actual day he's born. It's like that's not that he actually. I believe that he was actually a real person to begin with, but that's. I digress. That's a whole other issue, and we need to get going. We'll see you next week. Until then, this has been Packer Pokes that we just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.